KOH News Time 7-Eleven, and it has been a week since the mass shooting of 17 students in Florida by a mentally defective individual. And, of course, the renewed cries for eliminating assault rifles and high-capacity magazines, and somehow that's going to make a difference. Joining us now in Reno's Morning News, Sharon Oram, owner of Maccabee Arms, Kitsky and Apple, across from the big Toyota dealership there. And good morning, Sharon. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, sir.
So,
thank you for having me.
First of all, the term assault rifle is really a misnomer, is it not?
Well, yes. I mean, I think that the big left and the big media is calling assault rifle an AR. So the initials of the AR is actually assault rifle, but it is not. It is actually named after the company that invented it, Armalite. It afterwards sold the rights to it to Colt to manufacture.
So, in fact, the correct terminology would be a semi-automatic sporting rifle, correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
The proper way to describe an AR is a semi-automatic sporting rifle.
All right. And the same thing with the AKs. They call those assault weapons and so forth. But actually, they're defensive weapons before they're assault weapons. But big question is, why would eliminating the availability of this type of a firearm not solve the problem?
Well, you know, we can look in other countries and we can look in other situations that happen. And even in terrorism, look even at Israel, you know, when you don't find a gun, you find a knife or you find a bat or an axe or a car or a truck. We can look at what happened in Germany and in England a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the concept of keep on blaming the gun as the evil tool is a problem. Now, yeah, is it readily available more than, let's say, if you think about something that is for killing, then psychologically, automatically, you're going to be drawn to a firearm. But taking away the firearm will not solve your issue. We have a big mental health issue. We have a big children issue, education issue, parenting issue. And I think the gun is the solution.
You know, a lot of people are blaming social media as far as video games and so forth for the increase in this kind of incident.
Well, and I will tend to agree. When you sit at the age of 12, 13 in front of a big screen and playing Rambo or Weekend Warrior, and it's so easy to take somebody else's theoretical life. I mean, I have kids coming to the store with their parents who are guardsmen and, you know, were deployed and veterans, and those kids will know the names of the guns on the wall of my shop better than the father who actually fought.
Now, it's interesting that in some countries where weapons are virtually only available to the government, they still have mass shootings from time to time.
Well, definitely. And if they don't have mass shooting, they'll have mass stabbing, or they'll have mass, using a vehicle or homicide.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing. When somebody uses a vehicle or even, it'd be like eliminating all cars because a few people drive drunk and cause fatalities.
Well, I actually had this kind of discussion with a local friend of mine, of course, on the interwebs of the Facebook. And the same thing, you know, she was blaming the guns. And I said, okay, well, a few years back, your brother was involved in a very bad accident when a DUI driver with a pickup truck almost killed him. Did you call for the banning of that Ford or Chevy or Toyota? Was the four-wheel drive, the two-wheel drive? We banned blue collar versus red collar because blue collar kills more. How do we find a distinction? And if that's what you wanted to do, which you have not, why do you want to go after the gun?
Yeah, and we have to wrap up here, but it's interesting when someone does use a vehicle to mow down a crowd of people, they never refer to it as car violence, do they?
No, they're not. I mean, let's look at some facts. One of the first big mass shootings in the history of the United States was in 1966, I believe, in a campus in the South, where a gentleman, if I can call him a gentleman, climbed to the watchtower of the campus.
You're talking about Kent State.
With a Remington 700 bolt action. And mauled 26 people, killing 18 out of the 26, I believe, with a hunting Remington 270 caliber.
And that's pretty far away from anything even close to semi-automatic.
Very, 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 very far away. Plus, you know, once in terminology, media, we call them high-powered rifles, high-powered caliber. I invite every person to come to my store, and I will show them a 2-3 caliber, so-called high-powered, which every person who ever carried them in the service in the military and have to use it to defend themselves, knows it's the most underpowered combat caliber out there. And let's see the results. compared to a hunting caliber, like a 30-06 or a 270 or 243. We need to open our eyes, use our phones to do some Googling, some researching. We need to start thinking for ourselves and not just what the big box that is hanging in our living room is telling us.
Yeah, know what you're talking about before you talk about it is what we're saying here.
Sharon? The only way both sides can meet and talk is if both sides are educated. If they are not, it's just blowing steam.
All right, Sharon Oram of Maccabee Arms, thanks for joining us this morning in Reno's Morning News. We'll
Thank
talk
you
to you again soon,
us.
Sir.